Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pennsylvania has the highest court there has thrown out Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and released him from prison today. He is a free man, currently taking a bath and a nap in his own bed, according to his lawyers, as they await a press conference where I guess he will address the public. If you're thinking to yourself, what? How did that happen? I am too. That's why we go to the experts, because I need some explaining on this one. Professor Paulos, Rachel Paulos, is joining us from the University of St. Thomas Law School. She is a former United States attorney for Minnesota, helping explain what the heck happened. Professor Paulos, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you again.
So I know it's breaking, but Bill Cosby is a free man on what I can only assume is a technicality. Can you explain your understanding of how he is out of prison?
Yes. So the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has issued a very lengthy opinion. The bottom line is that all seven justices agreed that Mr. Cosby's guilty verdict should be overturned. They don't all agree on why it should be overturned, but at least six of seven say prosecutor number one promised not to pursue Cosby for sexual assault charges. That prosecutor never put in writing that promise, but these justices say that Cosby relied on that when he gave testimony in civil depositions that were against his own interest, and that when the second prosecutor came along and basically tried to undo prosecutor number one's promise and prosecute Cosby, that she did not have the authority to do that because a promise had been made and the promise must be kept. And so the question at the end is, you know, because there were these disagreements between two prosecutors who succeeded each other, as I say, six of seven agreed that an office, even when it changes management, must keep its word. But then the question is, well, what do you do with this conviction? Do you throw the whole conviction out, or do you throw out the statements that Mr. Cosby made against his interest? And again, a majority on the court said, we're not simply going to throw out those unhelpful statements. We're going to say that he cannot be tried for these crimes. And that is why he was immediately released from prison today.
This is very unusual, right? Very unusual.
Yes, it is. And I think the most unusual aspect of this is that when prosecutors make these promises not to pursue someone, most defense attorneys will insist that that promise be reduced to writing, that there be some sort of non-prosecution agreement, and that there be a promise of immunity in writing that is signed by both the prosecutor and the defendant. That never happened here.
But it seems to me, and believe me, I'm no Bill Cosby apologist, but this is an issue. This is a state problem, not a defendant problem, right? The burden should be on the state to, like, button this up correctly.
Well, I think what happened here is very strange. The initial prosecutor, Kester, you know, going out and giving this press conference instead of just putting an agreement in writing.
Why not write it? Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is what, I mean, it's sort of lawyering 101, right? You put everything in writing, everything that you intend to be bound by. So then after he took this approach, not only did he not put it in writing, but he sent out these very damaging emails and made these public statements this first DA, Mr. Castor.
Bruce Castor,
this
was around 2005 when he did the first investigation.
And he said, I don't find this initial witness credible. And our intent was to let her move forward with a civil lawsuit and to prevent Mr. Cosby from ever being prosecuted by the criminal authorities. So the fact that he kept inserting that into the public arena, I think, solidified in everybody's mind that that was what he intended and that should bind his future successors. So a number of decisions that Mr. Castor made are perplexing to me, and they're certainly not standard practice in prosecutorial offices.
I mean, you would never do anything like this, were you, in a prosecutor's office, right?
I haven't even heard of something like this happening in recent history. And so as a defense attorney now, if a prosecutor is making these sorts of promises about non-prosecution, my standard practice is to insist that it be put in writing. And when I was a prosecutor and intended to grant someone immunity, I would put it in writing. So either way, you know, having been on both sides of the courtroom, it's in everyone's interest for these understandings to be made clear, because management can change in an office, but an office's word, or, you know, sense of basic trust in what your government says should not change. That is not the fault of the victims here. That is a problem with the decisions that the prosecutor made in this case. And so it's incredibly sad. But this really goes to procedural protections. The key part of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's decision talked about how when a prosecutor makes a promise and the defendant relies on that promise, that that principle of fundamental fairness and due process in our criminal justice system, quote, demand that the promise be enforced. So that is what has happened here, is that the court is trying to enforce an oral promise that the first prosecutor made to Mr. Cosby.
It's devastating on a number of levels, not the least of which is for the victim in this case.
Absolutely.
And for all of those other sexual assault victims, you know, members of the Me Too movement, people who felt that there might be some justice in the future for them if they have gone through a horrific assault. Rachel, this might sound crazy, but is there anything that might be playing out behind the scenes here? Is this another of, you know, famous rich celebrities in America eventually mm-hmm. get off and don't mm-hmm. have to pay their fair share or their fair time?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what the court is doing here is enforcing fundamental due process. And so over a century ago, a very famous Supreme Court justice said, this sometimes happens, and his quote was, a criminal goes free because the constable has blundered. We don't use the word constable anymore. We use mm-hmm. policeman or law enforcement, or in this case, prosecutor. But unfortunately, the public can suffer when the people on the other side, when the prosecution, whether it's an officer or a prosecutor, make poor decisions. And in this case, it appears that the prosecutor made the decision before even attempting to interview any other potential victim. So he made his decision, Mr. Castor did, based on what he viewed as vulnerabilities in the narrative of the first victim who came forward. Of course, then the next prosecutor who came along became aware of many more potential victims and a similar mm-hmm. methodology, and did far more research and came to a different conclusion.
Bill Cosby's never shown remorse, or in fact, quite mm-hmm. the opposite. He's never mm-hmm. he's never said he was guilty. He's denied it all the way along. For him, it's freedom tonight. For the prosecutors, I think a lot of questions about what went wrong here over the last 15 plus years of mm-hmm. of this process. And for the rest of us, you end up feeling exactly like Jordana expressed, mm-hmm. I think, that once again, here is a separate class of American who has a different justice system, you know? It's tough. Mm-hmm. It's a tough one.
Yeah, and Andrea Constand, his victim in this case, which he was convicted for, you know, she made a public statement, and she's just saying that she's hoping it doesn't stop said that my hope is that this decision will not dampen the reporting of sexual assaults by victims. And that's mm-hmm. what I think about. I think yeah. about those other victims out there, whomever they are. I hope you don't feel that it's not going to matter anyway if you come forward, because getting sexual predators off the street, unfortunately, is often on the victims to come forward. Rachel, I'm so sorry we're out of time, but we so appreciate you coming on and helping explain this very bizarre case with us.
Mm-hmm. No, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. This is not about victims. I want to emphasize that again, and I too hope that victims come forward. This is about prosecutors being careful.
Rachel,
so I hope the lesson here is yeah. everyone needs to be careful.
No doubt. Thanks, Rachel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.